Going Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to join us for a visit with Betty and Bob Drake. But first, a few words from a friend of yours. It seems that Bob is very confident that Evelyn Lewis isn't going to annoy Senator Sam Carter anymore. Of course, if he knew more about the recent developments in Evelyn's relationship with Martin Anderson, he mightn't be so happy about the whole thing. At the moment, however, with the fire going in the fireplace and Sam just having gone to bed, Bob feels pretty mellow about almost everything, and particularly sorry for Sam, whom he feels must lead a very lonely life. So now we join Betty and Bob.
Yeah. Sam's missing a lot in life.
Well, don't feel so sorry for him. He's still young enough to catch up.
Admitted that for a fellow of his years, he's gone awful far.
Mm-hmm. Being a senator is quite an accomplishment at his age.
He's got a lot of glory and prestige.
Yes, he has.
Now, he's in a position where he can do a lot of good.
And he probably will.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
You know something, Bob?
What?
I love you tonight.
Only tonight?
Well, tonight especially.
Reason?
Well, you've shown a side of your nature that I was afraid you didn't have.
I'm still in the dark.
You know, darling, that your resentment about Sam before he came here...
Oh, that was just kid stuff.
And after he did come, you weren't very happy about it.
Oh, I was just a jealous fool, that's all.
Jealous of what?
Oh, you know how man is. 10% sense and 90% fool. I kept thinking that you were measuring me against Sam. And after all, he has done a whole lot better than I have.
What do you mean he's done better? He's just in a different field.
Now listen, there are thousands of publishers, but there are only 96 senators. He's a big fish in a big pond, but mind you...
Yes, darling?
I'm not envious of him.
No, I don't think you are.
No, I think he's the kind of man this country needs. I think he's important. He's got every bit of my respect, and I feel like a sap for everything I've ever said about him.
Well, that's why I love you tonight.
Because I'm a sap?
No, that's why I love you all the time. But your willingness to admit that you were wrong about Sam...
Well, I was wrong.
There aren't many people who are big enough to do that.
Now, I don't want any credit for it. I'd be an idiot not to realize just what and who Sam is.
You're very sweet.
Gosh. He's a lonely fellow.
You mean you're not lonely? And that's something you've got on him?
Well, I'd say that I wish he weren't so lonely.
That deserves a kiss.
What do you think I said it for?
Oh, now you don't get one.
I'll sulk.
Anything but that.
Oh, darling.
Only one?
Darling, darling, darling.
Well, that's a whole lot better.
You know, now that that weekend idea is killed and Sam's going back to Washington, well, no, I'd still like a vacation.
Well, let's not moan about it. Let's take it.
I thought maybe we'd combine business with pleasure.
For instance?
Well, we might be able to manage it in a couple of weeks, and we can go to Washington and sort of return Sam's visit, huh?
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Sam would probably give us a much better time than we've given him,
well,
too.
I don't say that. Evelyn Lewis wasn't our fault. We didn't plant her on him.
Poor Sam. Half the time he's lonely. The rest of the time he's being pursued by a girl he doesn't care for.
I'm sure he prefers the loneliness.
No, that's not much of a choice, darling.
Evelyn, 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 my.
Oh. You know, it'll be nice when that word drops out of our vocabulary.
I wonder if it will.
We'll make it a special effort.
You know, Bob, I'm not as confident as you are that Evelyn is a vanished nuisance.
Well, why not?
Well, because to accept anything she says as the last word would be sheer foolishness on our part. She can change her mind quicker than anybody I know. And besides, there's one thing I've become gradually convinced of.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
There's more purpose to Evelyn Lewis than meets the eye or the ear. Her heartbreaking little scene here about giving up Sam. Methinks there was more to it than was apparent.
I'm tired.
Well, you know the cure for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go to sleep, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, I hate to leave that fireplace.
Oh, logs are burning so nicely.
All the while we've been sitting here talking, I've been looking into the flames.
Well, now, don't say that as though you're the first person who ever did it.
No, no, I'm not saying it that way, but nobody ever saw what I just saw there.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure about that either. What did you see there?
Well, so you, me, twins.
In the fire? That's not very kind.
All right. The fellow can't be in a poetic mood.
Poetic?
Well, something close to it. You don't have to kid about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, poet.
Think it'll be safe to let it burn?
Mm-hmm. Just put the screen around it closer.
Okay. You know, I bet Sam would like to have a home like this.
He'll have it someday, darling. Even if we have to force him.
We may have to. Come on, let's go.
All right, darling. Why?
Why what?
Why we may... I'm all mixed up. Why may we have to force him to have a home like this?
Well, when a fellow is a bachelor as long as Sam is, you know what happens to him?
I'd like to know.
He gets to be too cautious.
About what?
Well, about things like marriage. About picking the right girl.
Oh, you mean you just went ahead and picked any old girl and it just happened to turn out all right?
Well, if everybody is congenial, there's no reason why any marriage shouldn't work out.
My, aren't you the popular philosopher?
Well, that's a fact about Sam, though. I imagine it'd be pretty tough for him to fall in love in the first place. He'd have to prove to himself that it was all right.
And what's love got to do with proving?
Exactly. Either it hits you, or it doesn't.
That's right.
Oh, gee, I can just see him analyzing a girl he thinks he's fallen in love with.
Well, let's hear.
Is she smart enough to be the mother of his children?
Sensible question.
Is she beautiful enough?
Well, Sam always had taste.
Will she understand the nature of his work?
None as curiosity.
Will she be sympathetic at all times?
Why?
Well, that is, will she be nice to friends of his that she doesn't like?
Oh, yes, that's always a strain.
I bet it is. Will she be patient?
About what?
Oh, about late hours that he may have to keep.
Oh.
About his mood? Oh, well, lots of things. And Sam will consider every one of them. And if his prospective bride meets all the requirements...
He'll decide that it's love.
Yeah, and even then he won't be too sure.
But if it works out, it should be a very happy marriage. Except that if I were Sam's wife, I'd be kind of nervous about the mental report card he was keeping on me.
There's a lot in that.
Say, would you like to take a look at the babies?
Would I like to? I was afraid to suggest that myself.
Well, if you're very quiet, we won't wake them up.
Of course. I'm liable to take just one look and yell with joy.
think I'd be surprised.
I would.
Shh. Gently now.
You know, it's a funny thing.
What?
My heart just picked up a whole beat.
I heard it. Well, there they are.
Mm-hmm. My son, my daughter.
Well, please share them with me.
Oh, I don't mind.
You're very generous.
There's something Sam must miss.
I hope not.
Why?
Because if he did, he couldn't stand it.
Dick and Judy.
Your voice is trembling.
Want me to deny it? Lucky thing the moon is shining on their faces.
It isn't a moon, darling. It's the light from the hall.
Oh, it is?
Well, darling.
Well, what?
I was just wondering. Do you think I'm beautiful enough to be the mother of your children? And smart enough? Well, why don't you answer?
I was thinking about Sam. Gosh, he's a lonely fellow.
Well, Bob is very sentimental tonight. He feels kindly disposed toward everybody. And no wonder Betty feels the same way, too. It's so seldom that Betty and Bob have a chance to really enjoy their home, to be with their twins, and to have real peace and quiet. But if Evelyn Lewis and all the fireworks she's capable of start exploding in their faces, what will happen to their pleasant dispositions? This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. This program is presented over this station 5 times each week, Monday through Friday, at this same hour. Join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.